The nuclear option, State of the Union? Gosnell could be Virginia governor. By Charles Hurd on February 6, 2019. Last week, a major political party in America openly embraced legislation to legalize elective abortion during live human birth. Previously, such infanticidal horrors had been glimpsed only in murder trials of monsters like Kermit Gosnell. The Philadelphia abortionist serving a life sentence for murdering three babies at birth. In this modern Democratic Party, Gosnell could serve as Virginia governor. At least he would not have a history with blackface. Perhaps he could even be the party's nominee for president in 2020. This week, the same Democratic Party has openly and emphatically embraced open borders and lawlessness. The immigration laws that Democrat politicians once argued for, voted for, enacted and enforced are today completely meaningless to them. A Democratic lawmaker from New Jersey has invited an illegal alien from Guatemala to pass through every security checkpoint imaginable to enter the House chamber to watch President Trump's State of the Union address before Congress. In past years, Democrats have invited so-called dreamers, whose children were dragged into the country illegally by their parents. These so-called dreamers are protected from deportation by a web of executive action and legal rulings. But the illegal alien from Guatemala invited to Tuesday's SOTU address is in no way protected from prosecution and deportation. The woman came to the country illegally of her own accord in 1999 and has been living illegally in the U.S. ever since. By her own admission, she has forged documents so that she could work illegally in the United States. Even if this woman were to be arrested or otherwise come to the attention of U.S. Capitol Police, she would not be turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That is because U.S. Capitol Police have a policy against alerting ICE when they detain or become aware of an illegal alien illegally in the House chamber or anywhere else. Congress, the so-called People's House, has officially become a sanctuary against the very federal laws enacted in the House and Senate chambers. According to Democratic politicians, these laws no longer apply. Which laws? Well, that depends. According to Democratic leaders, some laws still apply to some people. Other laws do not apply to certain other people. How do we know which laws apply to which people? It all depends on the whims of these Democrat politicians. But here is one little hint: laws almost always apply to innocent taxpaying citizens. They often do not, however, apply to non-citizens who are illegal aliens illegally residing and illegally working in the U.S. Equal justice under law no longer applies to the American citizenry, according to these people. Certain laws only apply to certain people, as politicians see fit. Kermit Gosnell must be wondering why on earth he is spending the rest of his life in jail. Contact Charles Hurd at shurd@washingtontimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurd.